We very often are tied up in our lives because something that is important is taking our energy. So we would like to speak to you a bit about importance. Importance is a strangely mind-related construct. There are things, of course, that are really important. If you are trapped on the railroad track and the train is coming, it is important that someone comes and moves you off the railroad track. That is important. But so many of the things that we give a great deal of energy to solve, to change, to reshape, so many of those things are not important. And that does not mean that they do not have validity or there's something that there is a right thing that should be done. But you have all been through the mill with your political experiences. And so we now need to do a very challenging thing. We need to make interacting with all of that in this moment not important. Now, there is a difference between caring about something and making it important. When you care about something, it simply means that you have a valuing system and you know that there are things that are true and things that are not. And you understand that that is what is going on in your life. There are important things, and there are things that are not important. But the valuing system does not mean that mounds of energy are required because something is important. This is particularly true when outcomes are involved. If you have ever watched individuals who are involved with sports, you look at how they are in a game when their team is winning or losing, if you look at the incredible amount of energy going on, you know that what is given to this game is probably not as important as the amount of energy being used. And so we have to remember that in our own lives, if we are trying to control outcomes in a situation where we do not have the power to do that, we want to limit the amount of energy we give to something. We do not want to increase it. Let us all agree that if we have a friend on the railroad track, we will give maximum energy to pull her to safety. That is important. But so many things actually are not. However, they are engaging and they can hook a part of you that you may not necessarily want to be hooked. And what we mean by that is once you give your energy to something, the more energy you give it, the more important you make it, and the more energy it demands. We must be careful about that because you have an energy budget in your life. And you genuinely want to be in charge of the way you use that energy, much in the way that you want to be in charge in the way you use your financial resources or your physical resources. So when you find yourself caught and feeling that you should give a great deal of energy to something, ask yourself two things. Am I trying to control an outcome? Am I really able to do that? Is that really mine to do? because the answer to those two questions will help you begin to change the way you use your energy. It does not mean that you do not care or that you do not have values that are consistent and beautiful and balanced in your life. But it may well mean that you are not angry and exhausted. Angry and exhausted are the things that happen when too much energy is poured into something that you do not control and that actually does not belong to you. It is not on your, shall we say, spiritual to-do list. You may very much want something to come out a certain way because of your values, and that is fine. But we do not want you angry and exhausted, because you need your energy and you need your good-hearted mood to move through life. This is one of the perplexing things about being in the human condition. Our ability to over-attach is somewhat phenomenal, and most of us have not been taught to ask the telling questions. Is this really mine? Is this an outcome I really control? So, to start to finish this year, and perhaps even to start the next year, we will remember this lesson. And now we will take a few moments to speak about this together, in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the energy of love all around you. Breathe in love. Exhale fear and doubt. Feel a warm rain falling and washing away the weak, washing away the hardness that you may have felt in the difficult times we are in. Let heaven's rain wash it away from you. Let go. Begin to feel a bright sun above your head, and know that that sun has the energy of the universe, and it becomes fluid as it pours from the sun into your crown. Feel your crown open. And know that with the opening of the crown, you are able to receive abundance, wisdom, love, compassion, connection with all that is. Feel the flow of light into your third eye. Feel the third eye open. And allow yourself to turn the third eye inside so that you can intuitively and lovingly see yourself, what you need, what is good for you, and see out what is on your path, what you wish to respond to, and let the third eye show you the balance. Energy in, energy out, and the beauty of knowing the balance. See the golden light flow down through your body and into the throat. And let the throat center become alive and free of judgment, free of the pointing finger, critical of all that was said or not said. Feel all of that flow out of your throat center. And know that the golden light speaks to you of love and asks you to speak of love as well. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the heart. And feel the places in the heart center where you may be hungry. And let the golden light fill those places and illuminate them so that in the days to come, the things that your heart needs will be clear to you. Feel the flow of golden light into the solar plexus. And let that golden light gently displace all the emotions that are harmful that you may be attached to, that may feel like virtue when they are not. Let all of those emotions flow away from you, so that what you seek to feel is joy wherever you can, love wherever you can, and a commitment to yourself in your heart flowing through your body. Feel the golden light flow into the second center. And feel that golden light in the second center. Begin to pull up all of the patterns of shame and judgment and not enoughness that may have entered your life. And let the golden light gently displace them, move them out of that center and out of your life. Feel the golden light flow down through your body and into the root. And let the golden light bring joy to the root. Joy as the patterns of creation that are like you begin to form, begin to ground you, begin to show you the things you love to create. And feel the golden light spread through your body, through your thoughts. Feel the golden light flow down your spine to make you strong, flow through your trunk to heal you, flow down through your arms and your hands so that you are wise at a high level about what you do, about what you choose to hold, what you choose to release. And feel the golden light flowing down through your body, through your legs and your feet, so that you are golden and you are healed and you are joyful and you are wise. And let that golden light spread to the field outside of your body, a field that draws to you what is yours on the highest level. And feel how it is to walk as a child of the universe, loved for who you truly are, supported, directed, comforted. Move your attention into your heart center. And see that the universe has left a gift for you there. Resting the mind, allow yourself to simply know that gift. When you've known your gift, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.